Children and adults can explore their creativity while learning to use equipment to craft designs at the Newmarket Library's newly revamped Maker Hub. The expanded hub celebrated its reopening Thursday, March 14, with a crowd of excited families and guests eagerly watching to see what they could create with the tools at their local library. "I think it's a great idea," said Jackie Lyons, who attended with her two children and two nephews. "I think in the future their jobs are going to include some version of this, and it's good for them to start learning early and find what they're passionate about." The hub features a suite of tools and equipment, including 3D printers, a circuit maker, knitting machine, button maker, heat press, and melty beads. Industry experts demonstrated how to use the new machines. "At the Newmarket Library, we believe in offering inclusive services to our community, and the Maker Hub exemplifies this commitment," said Tracy Munasamy, Chief Executive Officer of the Newmarket Library. "We strive to create an environment where everyone can explore, create and learn together." Munasamy said the hub had humble beginnings, rooted in one 3D printer purchased a decade ago. Staff began to consider how they could create educational programs to teach the community while providing the appropriate technology for residents and visitors to the library. "Fast forward to today, we are proud to expand our footprint of our Maker Hub to meet the community's requests," said Munasamy. Lyons appreciates the library investing resources and funds in new programs, considering it forward-thinking. "The library is adapting to what the world is like," said Lyons. "That will keep people coming to the library, which is awesome." Cheryl Clifford, who attended with her grandson and his friend, said she was impressed with the new hub. "I think it's very good for children to begin at an early age learning how to use the different machines available, so they can learn to make their own crafts, small business ideas, that kind of thing," Clifford said. While she admits the machines are different from what she is used to, she finds it can be a good introduction to jobs in technology and likes the idea they can learn without cost. "It's very different for me, but I think it's excellent that young people are able to use something like 3D printers because they can create so many different things," said Clifford. "From bookmarks to vessels to carry things and different ideas for different products in the future. I think it's excellent, and I know some people are getting 3D now for their homes." The creativity does not have to stop at the library. Patrons can learn new skills and take advantage of the library's lendery, where they can check out equipment and products to take home. "I do like their lendery library as well. I think it's an excellent idea, especially for people starting out in different things, that they can learn to do something here and then maybe sign it out from the lendery and try it out for yourself."